This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
No one asked for this. Headline today as I open my computer. Bridget Jones 4 to film in May as Renee Zellweger prepares to return to iconic role.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, give me a break. No one needs Bridget Jones 4, Kate.
Why?
No one needs
How many Die Hard films are there?
Seven or eight.
Rambo?
Yeah, but see that...
seriously, how many storylines can a beefcake have?
Oh, how dare you?
What are you talking about? Rambo wasn't good after Rambo 1. Every Rocky is unbelievable. But
Grease? Have you ever seen Grease 2?
Neither have I.
Do you know what, Fitz? I underestimated Renee Zellweger as an actress, and then I saw her in... Help me out, Tom. Singer,
Judy Garland.
The story Judy. Amazing. And she was
much more than an alcoholic.
She was neck level as an actress. And then
she'll be pleased to hear round.
And then we saw her at the airport. And it was one of the great spottos, Kate, because she had like a COVID mask over her face. Yeah. And then Fitzy went, "That's Renee Zellweger." And then very subtly went, "Renee!
And she said hello.
At
she
LAX.
She was lovely.
She did tend to hide Renee for a long time.
Yeah, we found
Bridget
her.
Jones, great movie. Don't get me wrong. Magnificent.
What you about know? The guy Hugh... in it? Colin Firth.
Yeah, Firth.
You got
Hugh Grant in it as well. One of the best. You don't need to go to the fourth.
Why?
Really, you don't. It's the same with Jaws, Police Academy films, Teen Wolf 2. No, it wasn't. It was horrific.
Do you know what I hate to say because I'm a huge fan of the franchise? The last Indiana Jones didn't do it for me. Anyone else seen it? They've overcooked it. They have overcooked some of the action scenes.
And that's the thing. If you don't want the next installment, don't go. Oh. But I just want to know then, where did we leave? I mean, you'd be up on this, Fitz. Where did we leave Bridget Jones at the end of number 3? And what are we going to see unfold for her in number 4?
Something to do with a giant pair of underpants.
Yeah, frustrated and still can't find a man.
Yeah.
You know what I
Same
mean?
Same story.
Trying to be relatable to everybody else.
Well, but maybe that is relatable. Maybe it is relatable. Bridget Jones, since the beginning of time, has struggled to find a decent man.
Get her on for traffic dating, Tom.
Yeah, but see, we know the story, Kate. You can't just do the story once again.
He's angry.
It's not going to be the same.
Unless
something around children or menopause or coming out the other side of even needing a man. Nah. She's probably running a company and has a girlfriend.
And she's moved to the Southern Highlands and started knitting while living with a girlfriend.
Living my dream.
The only way this will work is if she falls in love with Vin Diesel and she starts... Starts drifting in a V8 or something
That is a good idea. Go to Hollywood and tell them about that one, Fitz.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.